Whatnot the Podcast, Lent Up Early, Pastor Brian Wolfmuller here, St. Paul and Jesus Staff Lutheran Churches in Austin, Texas. Come and see us sometime soon. Oh, we had a great service last night with the seminary Cantori. Really wonderful. And we're getting ready in a few minutes to have the Worldwide Bible Study, 10 a.m. every Wednesday morning. If you're hanging around, jump in. That's great to join us live for that, but we have the recordings available on the website as well, wolfmuller.co. That's where these questions are coming in. We have a reflection today on submission in the epistle of 1 Peter, Peter's first epistle, and then a question about when did God become man from Rebecca. Great question. Here you go. Here's the podcast. Quick devotional thought, reading 1 Peter this morning. What a beautiful epistle. Remember how Martin Luther says that if you got 1 Peter, the Gospel of John, the book of Galatians, you've got it all. God be praised that the Lord gave us more, but this is a really fantastic book for us to study. And looking at the table of duties in Peter, which probably starts around chapter 2, verse 13. Table of duties is these places in the Bible where it breaks down our Christian life according to our different callings. And it's this idea, remember, that love looks different depending on your vocation. I mean, depending on the Ten Commandments, really. So my love for my children looks different than my love for my neighbors, which looks different than my love for the members of the congregation, which looks very different than my love for Carrie. So that there's a different shape of love. And that's helpful for us to always remember. Who is this neighbor that's in front of me, and what does my love look like? That love is based on the Ten Commandments, on their own need, on my capacity, etc. Now, the basic word that Peter uses to describe the Christian life is submissive or subject or submit. It's the word hupotasso or hupotago. It means to be under order. And the root idea is that the Lord has ordered the world in such a way through these various vocations and in the three estates that we are either in any particular relationship, the head or the body, and the body submits to the head. So that idea of submissiveness, of being under order, runs all the way through. And so we normally think that the difficulty is in ruling, not in being ruled, that the difficulty is in being in charge rather than being cared for or being submissive. But Peter hones in on the primacy of submission. Now, all of us are in, let me just give you a couple of verses. Verse 1 Peter 2:13, therefore, submit yourself to every ordinance of man for the Lord's sake, whether to the king as supreme or governors or those who are sent by him for the punishment of evildoers, for the praise of those who do good. For this is the will of God, that by doing good you may put to silence the ignorance of foolish men. As free, yet not using your liberty as a cloak for vice, but as bondservants of God. Honor all people, love the brotherhood, fear God, honor the king. Servants, be submissive to your masters. How amazing that Peter starts with servants. That's the chief vocation that he's interested in. Peter is less interested in those who are in charge versus those who are being submissive. And all of us in one vocation or another are submissive. In fact, the first vocation that we're given, the vocation of child, is one of submission to our parents. Honor your father and your mother. That's the first commandment. So it starts here with servants and masters. Then in chapter 3, verse 1, likewise, wives, be submissive to your own husbands. He starts with the wives also and their submission. Husbands come up later, verse 7. Likewise, husbands, dwell with your wives with understanding, giving honor to the wife as to the weaker vessel, as being heirs together the grace of life. All of you be of one mind, he says. And then there's one more submissive, well, there's two more, but there's one more table of duty submissive. It comes at the very end, 1 Peter 5:5. Likewise, you younger people, submit yourself to your elders. Yes, all of you be submissive to one another and be clothed with humility. For God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Now, how about this? If you think about it, if you go to school, if you go off to college, if you're in the military and you're taking extra training, you are learning how to lead. That is our almost kind of unique goal in education and training, is leadership training. But Peter says the Christian is under submission training. All of us are learning what it is to submit. That's actually the harder thing, and it's the more blessed thing. That's the life to which we are called. There's outside of the Christian church, there might be a bitterness when it comes to wives and husbands regarding the husband as the head of the home and the wife being submissive to the husband. Always the churches that speak plainly of this from the scriptures get a lot of grief from the world. And this probably goes back to the Garden of Eden, where the Lord was handing out not only curses, but troubles. And to Eve, he hands out trouble in childbearing and then says, your desire will be for him, but he shall rule over you. And that, for the secular-minded non-Christian, is a profound burden, especially for the Eves out there. But for the Christian, we recognize that being put in an office of submission is a blessed gift from God. It's a blessing to be a child, to have parents to submit to. It's a blessing to be a wife, to have a husband to submit to. It's a blessing to be a citizen and have rulers and governors to submit to. It's blessed. It's a blessing to be young, to have elders to submit to. It's a blessing to be a Christian and to have a preacher to submit to. This is a blessing from God, not a difficulty. Well, it's difficult. It's also a burden, but it's a joy at the same time. It's what the Lord has given to us. So we should rejoice that the Lord has put people in authority over us and recognize that our Christian love looks like submission almost always. That's the basic form of the Christian life. All of you be submissive to one another and be clothed in humility, and therefore submit yourself to every ordinance of man for the Lord's sake. Remember, you're free, but you submit freely. Now, two more quick thoughts. Just like love looks different, but depending on the vocation, also submission looks different. So the submission of parents of children to parents looks very different than the submission of wife to husband, which looks very different than the submission of hearers to their pastor, and so forth and so on. And so each of those forms, those orders, has a different look to it. Now, here's the last thing, which I think is pretty cool. That word hupotazo comes up one more time, and it's in the very end of chapter 3. It says, Jesus Christ has gone into heaven and is at the right hand of God, angels and authorities and powers having been made subject to him. So while Jesus has called us to submit to every human ordinance, he tells us that the demons and the ranks of the demons are submitted to him, God be praised, and we are not submitted to them. Here's who we don't submit to: the devil. We resist him, and he flees from us, which is fantastic. So God be praised for this life that the Lord has given, that we are under order, and that's for our own good, and also to bless and love our neighbor. God be praised. Here's a question from Rebecca about the incarnation of Jesus. She writes, before Mary conceived Jesus in her womb, was Jesus fully man? I think the answer is no, that he was eternally begotten of the Father, but not fully man until he was conceived by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary. Great question, Rebecca. Thank you. And you are right. The conception of Jesus by the Holy Spirit in the womb of the Virgin Mary is the moment when Jesus becomes man. He is eternally the Son of God, begotten of the Father before all worlds, but he is then, before the moment of the incarnation, he is one person, one nature. But then, at this miracle of miracles, Jesus takes a second nature, fully divine and fully human, in the womb of the Virgin Mary. And he has those two natures from that moment forever, which is incredible. Now, this is different than the Old Testament, when Jesus would sometimes appear as a man or a soldier or some other form, burning bush, an angel. In the incarnation, Jesus takes upon himself our flesh and blood permanently. The Word, this is here, so here's a couple of verses. 1 John 1:14, the Word became flesh and dwelt with us. Or Hebrews chapter 2, who for us men, wait, that's the creed. It says, just as the children partake of flesh and blood, he partook of the same, so that through his death, he might destroy him who had the power of death, that is the devil. So, Rebecca, you are 100% right. And what a miracle and thing for us to reflect on. There are, well, it depends on how you number it, but there's two or three great mysteries of the Christian faith. The first is the doctrine of the Trinity, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one God, three persons. And the second great mystery is the mystery of the Incarnation. Jesus Christ, begotten of the Father before all worlds and born of the Virgin Mary. So that according to his human nature, those two natures united in the single person of Christ, according to his human nature, Jesus is something like 2,024 years old. According to his divine nature, he is eternal before he existed before the foundation of the world with the Lord. So that's exactly the right way to think about it. And God be praised for that. Thanks, Rebecca, for the question. Thanks for hanging around with me. I'm honored that you find this helpful. And if you do, if there's people to share it with, that's great as well. If there's someone else that would be helped by it. If you have questions, wolfmuller.co/contact, those emails come to me. You can send them my way. And hope that the Lord is blessing and keeping you in the richness of his word. Today's Wednesday, so Wednesday Whatnot might go out today. That's my free newsletter. You can sign up for that. Also at the website, that's where everything is, wolfmuller.co/Wednesday or something. There's a button there. You can find it. Subscribe to that. Otherwise, Lord willing, we'll talk to you tomorrow.